There is a brand new reality show. It's going to air on Netflix that has already aired in the UK in 2016. But this is coming to the US where someone is actually being pushed to commit murder.
And it's not a scripted show. It's a reality show.
No, it is a reality show.
What do you mean? Like they're being pushed to kill somebody else over an issue?
Well, so here's the way it works. A whole bunch of actors get together, and there's just one guy on this show that doesn't know that the rest are actors.
Oh.
So they are all conspiring against him. They're all in on it. They're all actors are conspiring against this guy. Kind of like the Truman Show in a way.
The
Truman Show, the movie, yeah. So through a series of events, these actors try to get this guy, this one guy who's not the actor, deeper and deeper into a really bad spot until he's finally put in a situation where he feels like killing another man is the only way that he can avoid serious consequences. It's called The Push.
I don't know about that.
Coming to Netflix.
I mean, are we going to get the 2016 season here in the United States?
Yes.
Or did they copy? They copied the program.
Correct. Yeah.
But here's my thought on that. So say they eventually push this guy into actually going about and wanting to murder. Mm-hmm. Two things I first think of. One, then the guy should be arrested, because if he's getting pushed to that level, mm-hmm. and he goes and says, yep, I'm going to kill this person, then that person should go to jail. And two, what if, you know, the day before they think we almost got him, then he snaps and goes kill somebody.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because you're not with him all the time.
Well, there's a guy named Darren Brown who's behind this whole entire show. He's a British mentalist and illusionist. He says that basically the question that we're asking is simple. Can we be manipulated through social pressure to commit murder?
I mean, this show sounds horrible. I mean,
yes.
I'll probably watch it, but still.
It sounds terrible.
I won't be happy about it when I
watch it. Yes, you can be manipulated to do that. Absolutely you can. Because if you're talking about, especially if you mentioned family members or your kids or somebody mm-hmm. doing
yes.
something to your kids. Yes, I could be pushed to murder if I believe that something happened to one of my kids.
Oh, absolutely. Or if you don't do this, yeah.
Well, you're playing with somebody's mental state, which I do not agree with at all.
No, and Mancaster Matt read my mind. He has our official attorney on the phone, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. What a strange show.
Yeah, so with the show, let's say that, like Jason Goodman said, it's part of the show, and then like that night the guy was, not when the cameras were rolling, went and murdered somebody. Would the show be responsible too?
If they didn't stop it, you know, because they weren't around or whatever, and they incited him to do it, then they could be held responsible criminally and civilly. But that's a very hard, fine needle to thread, because, you know, this is a reality show. A lot of these reality shows, even if you look back at like Survivor or Big Brother or some of those kind of shows, you know, they put a lot of mental stress on people. And these folks volunteered to sign up for this stuff. And, you know, I don't think you're going to get to a point where they actually let him commit a murder. But it's pretty awful, you know, that they're going to kind of mentally abuse this person to the point that he would want to commit murder. But I think that's where they're going to pull the plug on it and not allow it to actually happen. And for the crime of incitement to commit murder, you actually have to have the murder take place, which is different than if you solicit someone to commit murder. If you offer, you know, to pay a hitman to kill somebody, then the murder doesn't have to take place for you to be charged with a crime. But incitement, there actually does, when it's incitement to commit a murder, there really does have to be the actual act of it
in
most jurisdictions for them to be charged with a crime.
Well, Lisa, you were just saying that, you know, people who sign up for a reality show know what they're getting into. But in this case, with the reality show coming to Netflix this year in the U.S. called The Push, this is a guy who's signing up to be on a reality show, but it's my understanding he doesn't know that everybody else is an actor on the show.
Right, he thinks they're all, that's exactly right, I read that to you. He thinks that they're all, contestants or whatever, lay people like he is. But I do think that that he knows that it's some kind of, a mental intrigue kind of thing, because I'm sure that they probably have, you know, 20 pages of waivers that these people have to sign before they get into it.
Well, plus.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, you're definitely, I think any time you go on one of these reality shows, you're definitely taking a certain risk that they're going to put some pretty heavy mental stress on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just watch Teen Mom 2, and there's lots of screaming and yelling and craziness.
Yeah.
Although we do know some people that are on reality TV, and it's 99% fake.
It's very scripted.
Pretty much scripted. I hate to ruin it for people, but most of it is fake. they set up a scenario, go in this restaurant, somebody's going to call you fat, you're going to get mad, that type of thing. Now, when it comes to competitions, I don't know if those are fake or not. But I have a question. You see some movies sometimes, Jason, maybe you've seen this, where somebody like a father or is told, hey, we have your daughter, and if you don't kill this diplomat, we're going to kill your daughter. Let's say you're put in a situation like that. I know it's crazy, but let's say you're put in a situation like that. And let's say you did go through and you killed somebody because they threatened to kill your kid. What is the legal ramifications there?
Well, you know, you certainly can't commit murder, even if it's under that kind of a duress situation. If you actually went through with it, you know, you probably there would be a slightly more lenient sentence. There would be that would be a mitigating factor, but you really can't commit murder, you know, even if you're under that kind of duress. It's still not an excuse to commit murder.
Well, we hear all the time about, well, not all the time, but like a father finds out that their daughter got raped or something like that and kills somebody. I mean, that's still murder, but I imagine there's some kind of leniency on something like that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In that situation, it wouldn't be a first-degree murder. It would be more of a heat of passion kind of a crime, which is usually, you know, going to be either it can't even be voluntary manslaughter. It could be a second degree. It's definitely going to be a lesser. It's not going to be a first degree murder, because in that situation, there's no like premeditated, you know, not without any kind of reason kind of a killing. If there's a heat of passion justification, then that's going to lower the degree of the murder.
All right. On a lighter note, we have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone on a much lighter,
non-murderous note.
We had a couple from England, and they got their wedding photos back, and they're really excited to look at them until they realized that the wedding photographer, this dude, most of the pictures were of the bridesmaids' boobs and butt.
There were only 11 photos out of the thousands that the guy took that featured the groom. There were only 11. That was it.
And like close-ups of bride's boobs. They didn't know it. The bridesmaids' boobs and their butts. And he's like, are you serious?
You know, we're laughing, but I would be
pissed. Oh, my gosh.
Now, you'd be livid.
Yeah.
In that situation, I mean, can they just say, look, sue them to get their money back? Or how's that work?
Yeah, you know, the unfortunate thing, and people are often really surprised by this, when you have a wedding photographer who does a bad job or doesn't come through with the photos, it's a matter of contract law. And so all you can really recover in most jurisdictions is the amount of the contract. And that's what these people, they actually already won their case, and they got $800 back.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, for most people, that's like, wow, that doesn't replace this irreplaceable memory that we lost. You know, you can't recreate this, right? And so most people want sort of an emotional kind of a recovery for the loss of this, and you can't get that. So they basically, you'll just get whatever the contract price was that you paid to the photographer, which is, you know, pretty dissatisfying. But what these people have decided to do, they won their case, and then they went out and said, you know what, this guy's still out there taking pictures at weddings and probably messing up other people's weddings.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to go public with it on social media so that other people would know. And you can absolutely do that. You know, you can say you had a bad experience with this photographer and hopefully keep other people from getting in the same situation.
That's funny, like he wasn't going to get caught, and then he gave him those photos.
Yeah,
that's what's weird about it, is that he took the photos of the bridesmaids' boobs and butts, and then they said, oh, can we see our photos? Oh, here you go.
Yeah, here's your album.
Like, why wouldn't he just delete those or keep... The guy is too stupid. Kind of funny, but too stupid. All right, as always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT, or go to 107.5KZL.com.